Thank you, Justin. Hope you can hear me well.
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Okay. Good evening, brothers and sisters. And as all of us know that none of us expected a meeting like this. We were all looking forward to a sumptuous dinner and a wonderful celebration at the chapel with our young people and families coming together to sing praises unto God, to share more extended time of experiences and testimonies. But the Lord had another plan, and the Lord gave our elders the wisdom and the discernment to make the appropriate decision for tonight. And still we are able to gather together to thank the Lord and to remember his goodness and faithfulness and to dedicate and commit ourselves to love him and to serve him as the Lord gives us one more year in our life. So we are God's people. We are God's children. That is the unique, distinctive feature all of us can share, you know, in our ministries, in our spiritual gifts, in our callings. There are differences. But one thing that binds us together is that we members of ELBC family, we all are the children of God in God's heavenly family. And we are marching to Zion. And our Father is preparing a house. Our Lord is preparing a house for us in our Father's home. And he has promised that once he completes that home, he will come again. You know, what a tremendous promise. He will come again and he will take us home so that we can be with him forever and ever. Now, just a word of testimony, like, you know, being in the Lord's work, it has been at times a little frustrating, first because of the limitations and the hindrances for travel, for meetings, for conferences, for reaching out to others and all these things. But I should say to the glory of God that probably the last couple of years, we were able to minister to more people than before through technology, through social media, through Zoom, and through various other opportunities. Personally share the gospel, answer people's questions, to counsel many people around the world, large numbers. So the Lord has been so gracious and the Lord has been so good to us, so faithful. He who has called us is faithful, you know, and he will fulfill his plans and purposes for us till the end. And there is nothing impossible for him. He only wants us to trust in him. So we have been very much encouraged and blessed by all the provision and all the blessings which he has bestowed upon us during the last year. And we expect great things from the Lord. And thank you, ELBC family, for your prayers and for your support and for praying for us and encouraging us to do the things for which the Lord has called us in our life. Now, for our short meditation, shall we turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Now, when we think about Isaiah chapter 40, I should say that this is probably the greatest chapter on comfort in the Bible, because the entire 31 verses are devoted to a message of consolation and comfort. In no other religion, people can think of God as a God of comfort. We read in the Holy Word of God, God of all comfort, Father of all mercies, God of all hope, God of all grace. So, you know, like if you think about other faiths and what people have believed, in none of those faith streams, they have any concept like this of God. Our God is a God of comfort and consolation. Now it is said that if we look inward to ourselves, we will be depressed. If we look outward, we will be distressed. We know about all the COVID and all the challenges and all the fears and all the variants, and as somebody said, more scariants than variants, you know, through the media and politicians and all those things we hear every day. So many scariants too. But if we look inward, we will be depressed. If we look outward, we will be distressed. But if we look upward, we will be blessed. So that is our focus tonight. And that is the focus of our life, that we are a people who always look upward. If we look inward, we are depressed. If we look outward, we are distressed. But when we look upward to our God, we are blessed, because he is the Father of all mercies, God of all comfort, God of all grace, and God of all hope. You know, many years ago, I believe it was in the 70s, J.B. Phillips wrote a book, Your God is Too Small. I believe that is the problem, like problem for our problems. That is the problem for my fears and problems. That even though my God is so great, wonderful, transcendent, and big, as the word of God reveals him, sometimes in our fallen nature, in our unbelief and distrust, we think about our God as too small. Chapter 40 of the book of Isaiah, the greatest chapter in the Bible on consolation and comfort. The chapter begins with this profound statement of consolation. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. I hope we can hear that loud and clear this evening. Comfort, comfort, says our God, speaking tenderly to his people that he is the God of comfort. Now, if you again look at, you know, the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah is called the Gospel of Isaiah because Isaiah has prophesied about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, more than any other prophet. He has prophesied about the person and work of Christ more than any other prophet. So Bible scholars call the book of Isaiah as the gospel according to Isaiah. Others have called him as the fifth evangelist because he has a lot to say about our Lord Jesus Christ. The first 39 chapters, it's full of messages of condemnation. The first 39 chapters. Condemnation on Judah, condemnation on Israel, condemnation on world nations. But the next 27 chapters, that reminds us about the whole Bible. So many have called Isaiah like a miniature Bible, the first 39 chapters, and then the 27 chapters of consolation and comfort. And I would encourage all of you, when you get time, maybe tonight or tomorrow, to read these 31 tremendous verses of comfort and consolation. I think Isaiah's focus is on verse 9, last part of verse 9. Behold your God. Don't forget to see him, in the midst of your fears and anxieties, problems and challenges and trials, behold your God. The children of Israel, they will go into captivity in the context of this message, and they will be punished by the Lord. There the Gentile rulers will rule over them, but God will have mercy on them, will bring them back to the homeland, and will minister comfort and pardon and peace and forgiveness, renewal, revival, and restoration to them. Comfort ye my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. So Isaiah is repeating that in verse 9. Behold your God. Behold your God. Let that be our focus as we get into the new year. Behold your God, great and wonderful God, your creator, redeemer, sustainer God, God of all comfort, God of all mercies, God of all peace, and God of all hope. Now I want to concentrate the next few minutes on the last verses, which are very, very familiar to us. Especially verses 29 to 31, but we will read from verse 27, Isaiah chapter 40. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What an amazing promise. What an amazing promise. Behold your God and his promise to us in our weakness, in our failures, when we do not have any power and any strength, when we are downcast because of our circumstances, when we have fear. The word of God reminds us, verse 29, he gives power to the weak. He gives it. Our God gives us power, whether it is spiritual, emotional, physical, mental or physical healing. He gives power. He is the source of our sufficiency and strength. And to those who have no might, he increases their strength. He is the one who can increase our productivity, our fruitfulness, our abilities. He is the one who can sharpen our skills. You know, I'm very much reminded about this, even in relation to myself as the years go by. I pray for health and strength and memory power and wisdom and ability and clarity in thinking and communicating, because I need that. We all need various blessings for the various stages of our life. And the promise is that he will give that power. He will give that strength. Even the youths represent the vigorousness of life, the vigor, the power, the muscle power, the strength, the best time of one's life. But the Isaiah is saying, even the youth shall faint and be weary. And we see that today. you know, because of addictions, because of substance addictions, because of emotional struggles, because of sickness. Even young people all over the world are very much affected, even though when we were growing up, you know, there was no problem like this among young people. But we find even the reports coming from India, from the very birth state, many of us from Kerala, the things that are happening to the young people. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. You know, there is an end to all those strength and power and health and muscle strength. And the young men shall utterly fall, when whom the people whom we think are able and powerful and mighty and strong, when they become helpless, and when they fail and fall. The word of God tells those who wait on Jehovah. You know, in the Old Testament, always the word wait has the connotation of hope. In many places, it is synonymous in meaning, wait and hope. Those who wait, hope on the Lord. I believe we are a people who wait, we hope on the Lord. We wait for his will, we wait for his timing, we wait for his plan, we wait for his purpose. Young and old, fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, that is our calling. We are a people who wait on the Lord, those who hope in the Lord, waiting for his plans, his agenda, his purpose, his timing, his will. And then we read, they shall renew their strength. You know, it's very interesting that the word renew in the Hebrew text exactly means exchange. Don't miss that. Renew means exchange. That means ICIE is, you know, really highlighting a very important truth, that those of us who are weak, and when we wait on the Lord, we will exchange our weakness for God's power. They shall exchange. The idea, we shall exchange our weakness for his power. He will take away, he will remove that weakness. And in that place, he will give us his power. They shall soar, mount up with wings like eagles, symbolic of power and strength, eagle. They will soar, mount up, that when we have crisis, we will be able to soar above those crises because of the strength which God gives to us. Then the next verb, they shall run. They shall run in the midst of the challenges of life. Not that we will run away from the challenges of life. We will run swiftly through the challenges of life, trials of life, because of that exchange, that renewal, that revival. The third word, they shall walk. Walk always denotes our regular, ordinary, routine way of life. The ordinary demands of life and pressures. We will walk. In the midst of crisis, we will mount up, soar like eagle. In the midst of challenges, we will run through it swiftly. And in the midst of the routine pressures and demands of life, we will walk victoriously and not faint. Because he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he will give it. So let our prayer be, Lord, renew that strength. Exchange my weakness for your strength. And behold your God. Give me a fresh vision of my great God. The whole chapter describes God as superior, eternal, sovereign, transcendent, almighty, deliverer, and God of comfort and hope. Behold your God. Prophet is saying, Israel, your plight cannot be solved through dependence on man or the neighboring countries or their military strength or their kings. Behold your God. May the Lord help us to apply Isaiah's message of comfort and consolation to our life as we bid farewell to 2021 and welcome 2022 in the strength and in the power of God. Comfort ye my people, comfort them, speak tenderly to Jerusalem that her warfare is over and her iniquity is pardoned. God of all comfort, may he comfort and strengthen us and empower us in the new year to accomplish great things for his glory. May we mount up, soar above our crisis and run through our challenges and walk through the routines of life with our Lord. May his name be glorified and may he bless all of us together for his glory. Thank you.